Hey guys, yeah, so that intro one, I guess I'll just make one right now. So basically, to get started, my life stinks. I mean, other than me getting all this awesome stuff, but like, my parents, they blame me for everything. I'm the oldest, and I'm always blamed for everything. Anyway, so I guess I'll review a few apps right now. First one I'll start with is Call of Duty Zombies. It's first-person shooter. Let me say it in one word. Awesome. It went way over my expectations. Thought it was gonna be crap, but wow. No, sir. It went over the edge. I play it more than anything else. More than I even listen to my music. It is amazing. Alright. The next app I'll be reviewing is Alive Forever. This game, I don't know. I was pretty good at it, and, you know, I got some good weapons for a while. Leveled up my character. I found out you can switch characters, and I was like, oh, well, okay then. So I went to the switch character screen, and turns out, all the characters need to be played with differently, like separately, in order for them to level up too. That would have kept your levels in order for you to, like if you switched, but no, you have to regain all those levels, and I'm pretty sure it's the same for weapons, and abilities. The ability screen. They give it to you as you level up, and there you can get equipment which protects you against certain things. Alright, that's enough from that. But let me tell you, if you really like Eye in the Skies shooter games, and you like zombies, then get this game. It's pretty good. I just wish they'd change the leveling up sequence. Alright, the next app I'm going to review is, what is that called? Well, it's this other zombie thing. I guess I'll put it in the description tags. I don't know. I can't remember. I can't remember. It's a trap. Anyway. So I guess I might as well review a different one. Okay, this next app is Modern Combat 2. Wow. Okay. Who in the heck never told me about this game? This game rocks. It's Modern Warfare 2 for the iPod, pretty much. It is good. I love the red dot on the weapons. The only thing I wish they'd change is the leveling up on the multiplayer. They added new stages just recently, and, well, they were pretty good. One is just too big. The other one is annoying. But I guess it's just part of the game. You gotta get used to the levels. Alright, well, I'm running out of time here, but to wrap it all up, I'll just say thank you, users, for listening to my podcast. I'll try to review more and tell you about more of everyday life things. So thanks for listening to A Day in the Life, and I'll see you on Friday.